From Studio 22, you're listening to Servcast with your host, William Lamb. Servcast is dedicated to challenging those who have a desire to serve, lead, and make the world a better place through the love of Jesus Christ. And now, here's William.
Welcome to Servcast. We're glad you joined us today. This is an unscripted special episode. What does that mean? It just means, hey, it's William with the microphone again. And across the table from me today is Grayson Long. Hey, Grayson, welcome.
How's it going?
It's going really well. Are you glad you're on Servcast?
Super happy.
You should be, because you've been on every Servcast that we've had since the very first one. How many episodes is that?
43 right now published.
Now, while you've not heard his voice every time, he is the guy behind the keys. So basically, if you like the way that these podcasts have been edited, and trust me, there's plenty of editing to go on when you got somebody like me and, you know, Tyler Shores in the front end and, you know, maybe Coach Rob we had at one point, Christian, her schedule's not allowed her to be with us that much, you know, but when you got people like that around the table, Grayson gets plenty of work in editing this stuff. So, Grayson, highlight for me some of the episodes that we've done this year, some of the, maybe remind us some of the names of some of the people that we've interviewed.
We've had some great episodes this year. We've had Tyler Shores, which Leonard Center favorite right there.
Yeah.
We've had Clark Beckham come in and do a little spiel after his chapel talk. We had Rebecca Lyons. We had her on a phone interview.
Yeah, that was powerful.
We had the Retouch Ministry.
Big time.
Would it be okay to mention ones that we haven't released yet?
Yeah, I think so. We did have Noel Castellanos. He was recently with us, and I think he's with us twice. But what are some of the others that we have in the hopper that are not yet released?
We have Noah Heron. He had a really good talk, and we'll probably be releasing him out in a few parts.
Tom Madden, Mackenzie Clinton, we had them out recently. Okay. Hey, I guess you just have to subscribe to our channel to be able to pick those up, right?
Of course.
Yeah. So, Grayson, let's talk about this whole thing about millennials. What does that really, what does that mean? You're a millennial, right?
I assume so.
Noah Herodin actually talked about some of that. So you want to grab his episode when we drop that into the box, and you'll be able to hear the conversation with him. But talk to us a little bit for a few minutes, Grayson, about what are some of the challenges facing, you know, millennials? What are some of the issues that you guys face at your age group at this stage in life?
Well, one thing that I've seen is the burden that often comes with this time of year. I mean, yes, it's almost Christmas, and that's a very joyous time of the year, but it's the journey to that point, to where we can leave campus and go home with our families. And so right before that, our final obstacle is, of course, finals.
Yeah.
And so oftentimes around this part of the semester, we see a lot of people who are heavy burden and heavy laden, and they have all these different commitments that they're embarking on and having to fulfill. I mean, getting the opportunity to fulfill.
Sure.
But oftentimes in the busyness of our business, it becomes time consuming, and we forget to see the light in what's around us.
Mm. So now you're a rising senior, is that right?
I'm currently a senior, yes.
Golly, bum. Are you serious? A senior already?
Yes, sir.
So who's going to replace you? Do you have a replacement already in line or in the mix for us with Servcast?
Working on that.
Or are you just going to stick around?
Hope you keep me around. It's kind of job security, right?
That would be nice. Yeah, if we have a donor for Servcast, email me. Let me know. We'd be glad to have you so that we would have job security for Grayson. It would be a good thing. So, you know, Grayson, I think what you shared is a reality that affects not just your age group. I think it affects everyone. You know,
right.
I deal with a lot of people during the holidays and you know, through my ministry work and my chaplaincy work as well. We see a lot of difficulties. We see a lot of challenges. And unfortunately, you know, people sometimes are lonely during this season, mm-hmm. during this time. And so one of the things that I like about the college campus is there's a lot of community here. Now,
right.
I understand there are probably some students who have not connected as well as they wish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage them just to hang on, you know, because there are time does give you an opportunity to develop these relationships that will carry you on for the long haul. What are some recommendations that you would give some of your peers? What are some proven ways that you have found to overcome the law to pressure and the pull to getting weary during this season? What have you learned to apply to be able to succeed well and do well?
Well, like you said, community is a big factor here at Lee, especially in the places that I'm involved in. Those communities are very uplifting, and you can surround yourself with some of your very closest friends. And oftentimes, surrounding yourself with friends like that, like accountability partners or just friends that you can just talk to about life and walk through life with them. But throughout these hard times, for me especially, I've had to take into account Psalm 46:10. It says, "Be still and know that I am Lord." So in those moments, it's important for us to know that God has a higher calling for us, and He is sovereign over all of our circumstances, regardless of what we're facing. But piggybacking off of that is Revelation 3:6-8. It says, "I've set before you an open door which no one can shut." And so God has called us to this place, wherever that may be, or maybe you just wanted to come here, but He set before you these opportunities for you to hone your calling, your craft, your destiny, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And He allows you these opportunities to mold you into that person that He's calling you to be. But it's up to you to walk through that door. So my encouragement would be to hold strong to what you know God is calling you to do, what you know His heart for you is. And, of course, you have to, one, know what He's called you to do or mm-hmm. know what His calling is for you. But if you don't know that, have faith. That's the important thing, is just faith. Trust in the Lord. Know He is sovereign over all of your circumstances, mm-hmm. and the rest will fall into place.
Yeah, life is difficult, man, you know, and I don't think the Christian walk is necessarily difficult. I just think life in general is difficult. You know, it affords us with opportunities, as you mentioned a while ago, for success. But unfortunately, it also delivers to us pain and challenges mm-hmm. and struggles and failures. And, you know, we see that all around us. And so as you approach this season, this holiday season, as you approach Christmas, you know, we just want to take a few minutes from sitting across the desk, I think, because we have the privilege to control who's on the show, and we have the privilege of controlling, you know, who's going to get an open mic, right? And so we just chose to do that today to encourage people that whether you're a college student is facing the woes of maybe a GPA that you didn't anticipate because it was less than you hoped for. Maybe you're a parent who realizes you've only got a few days left with your student before they're going to return to college. Maybe you're a sibling and, you know, the sibling rivalry is back in full swing. I don't know. Maybe you are somehow listening to this and you don't have a community that Grayson talked about. You don't have a family. You don't have anybody to connect with. Here's what I do know. You were not intended to live life alone. We were created to live life in community, to be salt and light, to reflect love of Jesus Christ to the world. So as we try to posit each time on Surfcast, remember, you're made for more. And we want you to recognize that part of that being made for more means that sometimes you just got to get out of the routines and do something different, you know, and go make a difference for God. And so I want to invite you to do this with me today. Think about the people around you during this holiday that probably need an uplift. They probably need somebody to come alongside them. Maybe they just need a simple, a table to eat at. Maybe they need a friend to take a walk with. Maybe they need somebody to reach out to them. I promise you, if you make a commitment that you're going to reach out to care for somebody else, I do believe that there's a reciprocating factor, and somehow somebody's going to come back and they're going to care for you. It's the mystery I don't understand, but it's the reality that I've come to know. That as you make a difference in somebody else's life, somebody's probably in the pathway of making a difference in your life. So, Grayson, as you go home and you get a break and you come back and we're ready to, you know, jump right into classes again in your senior year and you finish well in just a few months, you know, hey, man, I just want to remind you that I appreciate you. I thank you for all your work and all that you've done for us. And you've been a consistent trooper in this office. And some people call you my wingman, and I don't blame them. I'm glad for that. I accept that well, huh?
I gladly accept that title, and thank you for all your kind words about my work here in the Lennon Center. And I'm honored to work here. Thank you for being such a wonderful and encouraging boss.
Thank you, man. All right, guys. Hey, we're going to say goodbye for now, and catch us in 2018 as we get right back on the horn with Surfcast.
guys so much for joining us on Servcast. Be sure to rate and review us on iTunes and share us on Facebook. Hey, if you've got any questions, send them to servcast22@gmail.com. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Servcast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Servcast. Thoughts and opinions expressed on Servcast are those of William Lamb, his guest, and no one else. Until next time, this is Servcast, signing off from Studio 22.